be thou glorified, be thou honored, be thou adored. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I welcome everyone here to this fourth day of the King's Fast. And tonight, we are going to be reigning over domains and territories. Our intercessory focus is on reigning over domains and territories. The Bible said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and in verse 14 and verse 16, it said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." It said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works," verse 16, "and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Hallelujah. God's plan and God's purpose is for his children to reign over domains, over territories, spheres of influence. He wants one person to be in charge of a land. He wants one person to be in charge of a community. He wants another person to be in charge of a town, a city, a state, a region, a nation, a continent. He wants someone to be in charge of a sphere of influence, a political sphere, one in sports, one in industry, one in the entertainment. I saw the football star from, I believe it was Brazil, who put a headband on his head, written 100% Jesus. And several people in different crimes in banking, and all of that. He wants people to take charge of territories. What is God's plan? What does he want to achieve for his people to reign over domains, to reign over territories of influence? Number one, he positions his people to reign over domains and territories, number one, for solid kingdom representation in every facet of human endeavor at the highest level. Solid kingdom representation in every facet of human endeavor at the highest level. So that the Bible said God is not, he has not left himself without witness. It is a witness of his almightiness. A witness, more like an ambassadorial existence, that in the banking and finance world, he has an ambassador there. In commodities and trade, he has an ambassador there. In the realm of mining, he has an ambassador there. He has another ambassador in oil and gas. He has another ambassador in real estate. Various realms. In church ministry, even in the cultural realms, a big chief over a land that is a child of God, for solid kingdom representation in every facet of human endeavor at his highest level, the way Joseph of Arimathea was in Matthew 27, verse 57 to verse 28, when there was a need for a Christian man to rise, Joseph of Arimathea was there, that went to Pilate and demanded the body of Jesus for solid kingdom representation in every facet of human endeavor at the highest level. Number two, for the discipleship. All right, number two, for the administration of territories and domains on the earth, of the earth, on the behalf of God. For the administration of the territories and domains of the earth on the behalf of God. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 and in verse 1. God owns the earth. And he's giving it to the sons of men, his children, to administer on his behalf. I'd like you to take charge of the industrial realm on my behalf. Take charge of the banking realm on my behalf. In Genesis 2 and in verse 7 to verse 8, after God planted a garden of Eden, he breathed into man the breath of life. He then planted a garden in the east of Eden in verse 8 and put the man whom he formed. He put him there. Administer this place for me. So God is placing us over realms, over domains, over territories, so that we can administer realms and territories for him. Number three, it is for the leadership of institutions, or rather, the management of territories, domains, institutions, and nations with kingdom principles. The management and leadership of domains, territories, institutions, nations with the principles of the kingdom. Where, how God does things, how he does his own things to make them successful, is exhibited on earth to make things run and work the way they should. That was what Joseph did in Egypt. In Genesis 47 and in verse 23 to 24, God put Joseph in Egypt, and Joseph taught Pharaoh how to administer resources according to kingdom principles. The earth is malfunctioning because the will of God is not being done on earth as it is in heaven. So God places and positions his people in various realms so that the principles of the kingdom can be used to run the earth, and it will run smoothly. You know that the foremost institutions of learning in the world, Harvard, Cambridge, Oxford, Hopkins, and all of those institutions were church-based institutions until date, are being run according to the foundational principles of excellence, scriptural principles of leadership and quality. So they stand out. So God is endeavoring to do that. Number four, it is for the discipleship of territories, domains, systems, institutions, nations for God's kingdom, for the discipleship of systems, the discipleship of territories, of domains, of systems, institutions, nations, for the sake of God's kingdom. That is, God places somebody on top there so that that person can be used by God to disciple the people, disciple a whole organization, disciple a whole nation, disciple a whole institution, disciple a whole territory, and direct them to heaven. That was what happened in Genesis 18 and in verse 19, when God said concerning Abraham, I know he will command his children to follow in the way of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 8, the queen of Sheba said, happy are these thy men, happy are these thy men, these thy servants that listen to you continually. So God wants to position you so that you can disciple your generation for him, disciple your world for him, lead your world to God. And I believe that that shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. And finally, it is for the saturation of the earth with the knowledge of God's glory as the waters cover the seas. To saturate the earth being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 14. So that the institutions, the organizations, the territories can be overwhelmed with God's children at the head, with God's children discipling everybody under them, and with the same thing reproduced here and there. The earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Beloved brothers and sisters, God is counting upon you to take charge in your generation for him. What are the secrets and the keys? Number one is vision and mentality for authority. You need to, it has to be in your mind. The Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. It has to be in your mind. If it doesn't cross your mind, it will never cross your life. As he thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23 and in verse 7, so is he. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It has to be in your mind. Number two is power. is power for authority. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power to take charge. That was Luke 10:19. And Genesis 32 and in verse 28. As a prince has that power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. And we are connecting with those two tonight as we make demands on God to cause us to take charge of domains and take charge of territories on his behalf. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are and begin to lift up your voice and appreciate him. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies. I receive the grace to take charge of the territories and domains in my world, in my generation, that I need to reign over. Lift your voice. Go ahead and
Vitokolia, blessed be your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name.